lows in the lower 60s. Chance of rain 50%. Monday. The total at green.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. It's licensed to operate on the frequency or invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. When you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. And then again, Monday night, we're going to begin with Echo Through Hotel. But before we do that, we're going to recognize pre-net check-ins, EchoLink stations, and any new amateur radio stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So starting off with the pre-nets, we have K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. W4FCM, that's Fred, bring with him. N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're in Traveler's Rest. W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. KG4PFI Don and KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're in Piedmont. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. KQ4NHB, that's Danny in Greenville. KI4LJG, that is Bob in River Falls. K4OIM, that's Walt in Edmond. KA5WLL, that's Leroy in Taylors. WW4JET, that's Matthew in Table Rock. And N4NLR, that's Jim in Greenville. Appreciate everybody for using the pre-net check-in capabilities. Oh, we have KC4W, Bill and Anderson, who is also checking in via the pre-net check-ins. He checked in while I was talking or shortly before that. We do have two EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
W4DJW, good evening, Dave. Please check in. WG4MC, this is Matt in downtown Greenville, still at the workplace. B negative and negative, 73 on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KM4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit. And John, we've got you down for comments, so we'll be back to you in a little bit. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And Brown Summit is in North Carolina. And our Thursday night net control operator, that's WG4MC, that's Matt, and he is in Greenville, in western Greenville County. Good to have you this night, Matt. Hope you're having a wonderful Monday, and do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. That does it for all of the EchoLink stations. Do we have any brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before and are not quite sure about what the process is to check into the net and you would like to check in? Just throw your call sign out there and I will do the rest. Okay, no brand new radio operators this evening, so we're going to jump up to the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening, and that will be Echo Through Hotel. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H, and when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX, that's Patrick. Up here in Penrose, I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Dave. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
W4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZ and Harry and Kettler. We'll be negative negative tonight, Dave. Thanks.
Everyone on the net, appreciate you calling the net tonight, getting us together again on a Monday night. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4, Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. Location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Dave. No traffic, no comments tonight. 73, you and everyone on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX, that is Patrick. He is in Penrose, North Carolina. He's our Monday night net control on Monday night. He's our Sunday night net control operator in Penrose, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Patrick. And appreciate you being there with us this evening. KC4EZN, that's Harry. He's in Candler, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. You're sounding good. And our first Saturday, third time's a charm, of the month, net control operator, that's Mike, AK4HR in Simpsonville. Good to have you this night, Mike. Good to hear you on the radio. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Do we have any other Echo Through Hotel? Any other stations with the first letter in their suffix being Echo Through Hotel that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, it looks like we got that group. Now we're going to move the needle on up to India through Lima. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I to an L. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, Aponis Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative, and send 73s for each one of you.
Thank you for calling in. Hope you and Amy are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, said in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greenville. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
DJW. Please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, that's KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson in Greenville, the route to Spartanburg. Negative and negative.
Okay, that was a really good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That is James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. You sounded good, James. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And W4IOE, that is Sid. He's in Fletcher, North Carolina, who calls the 14664 net on Sundays at 8. Sundays at 8, 14664 with a appeal tone of 91.5. Be sure and stop in there every Sunday at 8 and check in with Sid, and I'm sure he'd appreciate that, and I'm sure you will enjoy it as well. And Sid, tell Miss Beverly who said hello. Appreciate you guys being with us on a Monday evening tonight. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. Hope you and Miss Donna are doing well. Hope you had a wonderful start to your week. And KE6KEN, that is Ken, who is in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. You sounding good. And KO4GUN, that's Nelson, who is mobile on the road between Greenville and Spartanburg, on route to Spartanburg. Good to have you with us tonight, Nelson. Hope you're having a fantastic start to your week, too. Do we have any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, that's going to take us to the Mike through Papa group. Station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
DJW for Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie, Simpsonville, and I'll be into the roll call.
Okay, there's another good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. She's bringing with her KK4DMW. That's Rick. And KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. They are in Piedmont. Miss Lorena, we do appreciate you being with us tonight. Do tell Rick and Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us this evening. And from Simpsonville, W4NTQ, that's Eddie, who's going to hang around to the end of the roll call. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Eddie, and hope you're having a wonderful start to your week. Appreciate you taking the time out to spend a little bit of your evening with us this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Mike Tupapa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, we're going to bump it up to the Quebec Do Tango group, stationed with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Good evening, Dave. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative.
W4DJW. Tom did it to me again. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm mobile in Duncan, headed back to Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight, Dave. Hello, Tom.
Sorry, Rusty.
4DJW. Please check in. Kilo, November 4. Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG. Be mobbing around Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is keeping everybody on the net.
4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Golf. KO4QOD, this is Chris from Liberty. I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
Okay, NetControl like to recognize N0TR. That is Tom, and Tom is in Greer. Good to have you as night, Tom. He's a neighbor of mine in Greer. And appreciate you being there. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello, Tom. And KO4QLG, that's Chris. He's in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. You're sounding good. Third time's a charm. I actually got you on the first try. WU2T, that is Rusty. He's mobile on the way to Moore this evening. Good to have you as night, Rusty. You're sounding good. And KN4UBG, that is Kevin. He is on the road to Fountain Inn, or mobile in Fountain Inn. Good to have you with us tonight, Kevin. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. I haven't heard from you in a while. It's good to hear you back on the air. Any other stations in the Quebec Du Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, that's going to take us to the Uniform Through Zulu group, stationed with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in QO4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. Been negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg at Greer. Negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KX4B. That's Tommy in southern Greenville County. You're sounding good, Tommy. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And KO4WTQ, that's Greg and Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Greg. You're booming into the repeater this evening. Sounding really good. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. We do have another EchoLink station, so let's give EchoLink stations a shot. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, he may not be listening at the moment, but we'll hang around and see if he types anything out in the chat. And he did type something out in the chat. Okay, NetControl, I'd like to recognize KO4PXB, that is Lloyd in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. I just had to reset my log file. It had rolled over, so I had to kill it and start a new tail on the log file to be able to see it. But I got you checked into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Hope you're having a fantastic Monday. One last call, Uniform Through Zulu. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
KQ4LOO.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KQ4LOO. That's Talmaj. What do you go by? What's your first name? And are you in Piedmont this evening?
But I go by Tal, and I'm in Piedmont, South Carolina.
Okay, Tal, we do appreciate you checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. I have you in my log and for the first time, I do believe. And so I just want to let you know we are here every single night at 9 p.m. You may or may not know that already, but just letting you know, just in case you don't. And we'd appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us every opportunity you get. Good to have you with us tonight on the Monday edition of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have any other stations? Let's go ahead now and move it on up to Alpha through Delta, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an A through a D. You would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
This is my second time, but it's nice to check in for a change. I don't get much of a chance to.
Miss Amy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home at Easley, no traffic, no shoot tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
DJW. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 CU and everybody on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4DOS. That's our Wednesday night Net Control operator in all things SwapNet. And that's Gary and Easley. Bring with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. And Easley, appreciate you being with us tonight. Gary, hope you and Miss Joy are having a wonderful start to your week. And we do appreciate you stopping in with us on this Monday night. KB2BYQ, that's Dave over in Easley, South Carolina. Sounding good as usual, Dave. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And again, hope you're having a wonderful start to your week as well. Do we have any other stations? Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Control. Control, please check in Whiskey 4,
DJW. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane, I'm mobile in Greenville. No traffic, no table.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4CWF, that's Colin, and he is in Mill Springs, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Colin. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And N4ZLK, that's Shane, and he is mobile in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Shane. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your week. Do you have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening with stops between RAG2s for check-ins. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KN4RJN, and that is John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. It is, the stump is brand new, it's shiny, it's clean, it's all for you, John. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, this is KN4RJN. How are you doing, Dave? I don't think. Are you flying airplanes or doing any of that kind of stuff?
John, it's getting kind of busy around here. We had trouble with a 14-and-a-half-year-old dog, and she had to go to the vet multiple times, so we've been in and out the vet with her. She had her last visit today, and she got a good checkup. So hopefully that's going to settle down. Amy's been down to Fort Myers and came in from Fort Myers today, so that's going to settle down. So hopefully we can get back to a normal routine. No, I haven't been flying, but I have been stocking up on batteries and stuff like that to start getting ready to go flying again. Cutting down on my ham radio duties and increasing my airplane duties. You know how that goes, John. It's hard to make changes, but I went all last year and never did start making changes. So if you don't start, you know, the hardest step is the first step. So I'm getting the first steps behind me, getting batteries and everything all cranked up for this flying season. How about you? How's everything going with John, and how is Brown Summit this evening?
This is KN4RJ, and Brown Summit's doing fine as far as I can tell. Yeah, I've been spending more money on telescopes than than radios, but I've been rearranging out in the garage and had a box that had, I didn't realize how many telescopes I had, and I've got four out that two of them are go-tos, they're motorized, computerized, and my big one that that I took up to Indiana for the eclipse, and another smaller one that that somehow I acquired, and I don't really remember how I acquired that, but so I'm going to start selling some of those and divesting of that so that I can invest in some more. You know, it's kind of like with radios, but in any event, let me tell you what's going on with the sun and all that happiness right now. Sun's still kicking up its heels, and we've got about a 35% chance over the next 3 days of R1 to R2, that's mild to moderate radio interference, radio blackouts, over the next 3 days, and it's probably going to be noisy on the daylight side for pretty much the rest of the week. There are several spots on the sun that are kicking up their heels and doing stuff. If you want some more technical information on that, go to my QRZ page and click on the link to Space Weather Woman and watch one of her podcasts. It's really kind of interesting. But in any event, as far as meteor showers coming up, the next one in May will be on May 5th, and that is the Eta Aquarius, which will peak on May 5th. Unfortunately, it will peak about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, which will be, you know, quite bright. So your best choice is to go out either in the pre-dawn hours of the 5th or the 6th. And at that time, the radiant will be low over the eastern horizon. Look northeast and southeast. And these meteors are bright, and they're very fast. So, you know, you're going to have to be vigilant. At its peak, it's got a zenith hourly rate of about 50. So if it wasn't 5 o'clock in the afternoon, we'd see all kinds of things. Other than that, what's up right now? The moon has not yet come up. Jupiter has already gone down. Orion is still hanging low in the western sky. But without a moon, there are a number of stars and things that you can see. If you've got a telescope, you can see a whole lot. Even if you've got a decent set of binoculars, you can see a whole lot. And even with the naked eye, if you've got relatively dark skies wherever you are, it's a bright, clear evening up here in any event. There were a few wispy clouds earlier in the day, but that has cleared up. So if you get a chance, go outside and look up and see what's out there. Other than that, Dave, I'll send it back to you.
Well, John, that's some good information. I do appreciate you passing that along, and hope you do get your telescope sold that you don't want anymore so that you can invest in the ones that you do want. I have a hard time doing that with airplanes, and that means I need more and more hangar space. But every now and then you crash one, and that opens up a space. Now, you're not going to do that with your telescopes, and we normally don't do that with our ham radio gear, but that's one of the upsides of crashing with airplanes. When you crash one, you got some hangar space open, so you can actually build another one and have a place to put it. How's that sound for flying?
This is KN4RJN. No, I have not yet crashed a telescope. However, I did take my big one up to Indiana to watch the solar eclipse. And we're planning a trip possibly to Ireland in 2026. It's our 50th wedding anniversary. And I would like to take a scope, but after transporting my big scope up to Indiana, I thought there is no way I'm going to get that on an airplane. So I'm looking for smaller backpack-type things that I can take, and I actually have one. I've got to get the backpack fixed, but I've got one that I'm looking at taking, and then I'm looking at, you know, a few other things. I've got a couple of years to plan this out. And there will be an eclipse in Europe. It goes down through Iceland and Greenland and down through Spain, but it will be partially visible from Ireland, about 96-97%, something like that. So I want to take a small telescope, something I can actually get on an airplane, and maybe get some pictures of that. So, you know, it's like I said, I've got a couple of years to plan that out. So I've got to divest myself of a few scopes that I don't really use much anymore, and make some hangar space, as it were, because I've got them all over the house right now. But yeah, I hear what you're saying. Back to you, sir.
Well, that does sound pretty exciting, being able to follow the eclipse to where they happen. I heard about people that when there's going to be a major eclipse, they'll fly to one country and experience the eclipse, and then they'll get ahead of it, fly to another country, and then experience again. and then fly to the next country and get experience it like three times. They get to experience it in three different locations at three different times because the airplanes can outrun the moon as its shadow travels across the surface of the earth. That's people with a whole lot more money than I have, John.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, and a whole lot more money than I have, too. But there is the possibility if we plan it right, either watch, you know, the partial eclipse, 96-97%. It gets pretty dark, you know. You just got a little bitty sliver of sun left over there. But if you want to see total, we might take a, you know, side trip down to Spain or even up to Iceland and, you know, and watch it up there. But, yeah, an eclipse happens somewhere on the earth every couple of years. And nine times out of ten, it's out in the middle of the ocean somewhere. But yeah, there are people that have, you know, way more money and time on their hands than I do. Will do that and travel and run around the world and whatnot. And of course, the scientists that study those things, you know, they're funded, so they can do that. But it just so happens there's one in 2026, and that's my 50th wedding anniversary. So, and my daughter's in-law's 50th wedding anniversary, and my daughter's 25th wedding anniversary. So we're gonna have one big celebration. And okay, let's go somewhere. So that's the plan. And in any event, back to you, sir.
Okay, took me a minute to get keyed up there. Sounds like a good plan, John. I hope you do have a good time and enjoy that. I did say one other thing with this last eclipse where the scientists can get in the eclipse and they can stay in it for a long time so they can get some really good pictures of the hottest part of the sun, the corona, where it's shining out from behind the edge of the moon. I guess that lines up pretty much so that the moon is just right so that you can block out the sun, but you can see the corona around the sun really, really good. And I heard they fly in that for a few hours. They stay in it. They follow the same path at the same speed of the moon going across the surface of the earth. They're just a little bit higher in altitude than we are down here, us earthlings are down here on earth. Well, anything else going on in Brown Summit? You doing any HFing or anything like that? Anything new in amateur radio in Brown Summit?
This is KN4RJN. Now, if I've got a few minutes, I'm either dragging a scope out. I actually had to build a ramp off of the back door onto the back deck so I could get my telescope on wheels and built a ramp that I can move out of the way when I'm not using it, and I'm rolling it out there when I've got clear skies and whatnot. Haven't been doing a whole lot on radio other than Echolink. I did talk to a very pleasant gentleman in somewhere in England. I forget now where he was. And he had a class of students that he was trying to introduce to to radio, and I talked to their class for a little bit, and I told him anytime he's, you know, in the neighborhood, come on in and stop in for a beer. So, <it's> like, and I've tried to, you know, listen for him on, and I forget what net I was on now, but I've tried to listen for him, but I haven't heard him since. And every once in a while, I'll check on Echolink and bounce around the world and see who's talking to what. But other than that, you know, I'm still got my little 2-meter rig here that in the locals that I listen to from time to time and talk to from time to time, but I haven't done anything else beyond that. But, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, it's Dave, it's good chatting with you, and I will say 73s and back on out of here, and you have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Okay, John. Well, it was good talking to you. Do appreciate you hanging around for the Rag 2 portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net and giving us a heads up on what's happening in the skies above and on the sun, the surface of the sun, keeping everybody up to date with what to expect with radio blackouts and opportunities to make some long distance DX as well. Anyway, take care. Look forward to doing it again the next time. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for RAG2 or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
All right, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where NY4G Ariel will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and I am sure that he would appreciate you stopping by and checking in with him, and I am sure that you'll enjoy his net as well. So come on back by tomorrow night, same frequency, same time, and check in with Ariel. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73, and good night.